cher mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round.
Beauty and the Beast opened Tuesday night for the start of a three-evening run at the IU Auditorium. It's the Broadway version based on the Disney movie with seven additional songs and real actors playing all those cartoon characters. The show has plenty of special effects, lots of clever scene changes, and sets that range from the whimsical home of the villagers to the scary depths of the forest and even the magic within the Beast's castle. Beauty and the Beast has plenty of humor, with some of it directed right back at the production. There are lots of briefly and safely frightening moments, and even space for a thought or two about the transforming power of love and care. Liev Schreiber was effective as the heroine, the bookish Belle. Nathaniel Hackman was a delight as the boastful, muscle-bound Gaston, with poor Michael Fatica as Le Fou, his frequent punching bag. Of the castle characters, my favorite was Keith Kirkwood as the clock, but Sabina Petra as Mrs. Potts, and Keith Kirkwood as the candelabra more than filled the roles that we've come to know so well from the cartoon. Justin Glazer was a sympathetic beast. Beauty and the Beast begins at 7:30. It's a little earlier than usual for the auditorium, and Tuesday night's audience had plenty of members who needed booster seats or laps and stayed up past their bedtimes. It's a tribute to the show that it held their attention throughout, though I did see a few drooping heads at the final curtain. By the way, the orchestra boasted two Indiana University graduates, reed player Ryan Klaus and the conductor Carolyn Violi. But though Klaus did his college work in Bloomington, Indiana, Violi is claimed by the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Performances of Beauty and the Beast continue this evening and Thursday in the IU Auditorium at 7:30. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.